The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Incorporated, Fall 2012 Newsletter. The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped is a 501c3 nonprofit organization which promotes financial assistance and acts as an advocacy group for the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, TBBC. How much do you love the TBBC? Do you want to be part of a group that helps support TBBC in its efforts to continue providing you with the services you love? We meet twice a year on the first Saturday in June and December. We alternate locations between Mercer County in December and Middlesex County in June to accommodate the northern and southern members. At our meetings, we voice our opinions concerning the direction of the Talking Book and Braille Center and learn about TBBC's new developments. The next meeting will be held on Saturday, December 1st, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, followed by a lunch from noon till 1 p.m. at the Trinity United Methodist Church in 1985 Pennington Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08618. It is located at the corner of Carlton Avenue and Pennington Road, across from the College of New Jersey. Anyone wishing to stay for lunch will be asked to contribute $5 toward the cost of the food. Directions are at the end of this newsletter. We look forward to you joining us at our next meeting. For more details and to become a member, see our application in this newsletter or on our website, which is http://www.friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org. Our email address is friendsnjlbh@yahoo.com, and our phone number is 609-895-1048. And that's the end of that article. Message from the President. My name is Mary Jo Partica, and I was elected to the presidency of Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped this past June. I'm looking forward to serving with the newly elected officers, Lauren Casey, Vice President, Adelie Lucas, Secretary, and Joyce Soa, Treasurer. I have asked Betty Doherty and Doug Hine to serve as board members. During my term of office, my goal is for the Friends to provide venues and resources available and accessible to our patrons. In an attempt to facilitate this goal, the Friends newsletter has initiated a new column called What People Think. In this forum, you can ask questions or offer suggestions of ways that either the Friends or the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center, NJSLTBBC, can better serve you. We encourage you to send your comments to us by our email address or by phone, or send them to the Friends of NJLBH, P.O. Box 434, Woodbridge, New Jersey, 07095. In the current newsletter, you will read about an exciting trip that some of our book club members made to the home of author Lisa Scottolini and other features. Please join us for our next Friends meetings, which will be held on December 1st, 2012 at 10 a.m., at the Trinity United Methodist Church. Mary Jo Partica, President. News from TBBC from Maria Barata, Assistant Director of TBBC. Point 1. The Talking Book and Braille Center, TBBC, wrapped up a grant through the Disability Rights of New Jersey, whereby TBBC received funding to order a large number of flash drives, preload them with sampler titles from Bard in the categories of mystery, bestseller, and romance, then distribute them in public libraries. Our patrons in the areas served by those public libraries were notified as to availability and encouraged to stop by their local library to pick up a flash drive and learn how to use the bookshelf feature of their digital audiobook player. The project was very well received by the participating public libraries and our patrons that they serve locally. Point 2. TBBC is completing its first NJ Local digital book recording. The title is Sunset, A Macular Journey, and the author, F. Leroy Garibrandt, is also a customer of TBBC service. This title will be added as a local production to the circulating DB collection in cartridge form. TBBC is now looking at several other books of New Jersey interest to continue our in-house digital book recording. Point 3. NLS announced during the week of October 8th that Web Braille would be incorporated into the Bard practice site for regional libraries to test prior to a full national rollout. More information on end-user availability should be ready by the Friends meeting in December. Point 4. NLS is still working toward providing magazines on digital cartridge. Initially, rollout was expected by the end of calendar year 2012, but as of October 11th, no firm date has yet been issued. End of article. Friends members visit author Lisa Scottolini. Members of TBBC's book club, The Get Together, were guests on October 6th at the home of authors Lisa Scottolini and her daughter, Francesca Saratella. Lisa Scottolini is the author of several books, including Come Home and Don't Go, coming to bookstores on April 9, 2013. Lisa and Francesca also write a mother-daughter series, the latest of which is Meet Me at Emotional Baggage Claim, a collection of narrative vignettes. Lisa Scottolini is also the author of the hilarious column Chick Wit in the Philadelphia Inquirer. The authors and their best friend and Lisa's assistant, Laura Leonard, host an annual book party for book clubs at their farm. Book clubs were represented from as far away as Michigan. Guests were greeted at the entrance by the authors, served turkey and vegetable wraps, brownies and cannolis, then explored the spacious grounds, catching a glimpse of the horses while two very mellow dogs wandered around hoping to catch crumbs. Under a large tent near the house, Lisa and Francesca told hilarious stories about growing up, how they began their writing careers, and how mother and daughter have remained each other's best friend. Karen Carson, facilitator of TBBC's book club, The Get Together, made the arrangements for herself and some of our members, Lauren Casey, Marie Lockwood, Barbara Mayo, and Barbara's daughter, Christine, to attend Lisa's annual book party. And that's the end of that article. Spotlight on Our New President by Lauren Casey. Below is an introduction to our newly elected president of the Friends, Mary Jo Partica. I have known Mary Jo since we were children. I consider her a good friend, and I have to tell you, I think that she is one of the fastest Braille readers I know. I'm looking forward to working with her throughout her term in office. Mary Jo joined the Friends in 1998 after coming to a meeting where she learned that the library would be offering computer courses and has been involved ever since that time. Her goals for her term of office are to find and communicate ways to make NJTBBC as meaningful as possible to patrons and to find ways that we and the Friends can help the TBBC and our patrons work well together. This may take the form of securing monetary donations to help NJTBBC deliver the maximum service to its patrons and resources in the form of cartridges so that patrons can read books offered on the Bard site. Another of her goals is to solicit more feedback from the patrons on ways the Friends can be of service to them. Mary Jo has worked for the state of New Jersey in the Division of Family Development in various capacities for the last 35 years and currently writes fair hearing decisions for New Jersey's assistance programs. She is an avid reader and enjoys music and playing trivia games on the computer. She is married and has, in her words, two terrific adult children. End of article. Options for reading the Friends newsletter. Options for reading our newsletter. Large print, cassette, email. On our website, friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org, and on Newsline. The newsletters are recorded at normal speed and can be played on any commercial cassette recorder. To access the Friends newsletter on Newsline, call into the service via the local dial-up number provided you when you signed up. If you don't remember your local number or have questions about Newsline, call the Newsline headquarters in Baltimore at 1-866-504-7300. If you wish to change the medium in which you receive the newsletter, please complete and return the attached membership form. To our members, the Friends fiscal year began on July 1, 2012 through June 30, 2013. If you have not yet paid your dues for this period, we have included a form at the end of the newsletter to do this. This year, we are requesting dues for individual members of $10 and a family of $25. Checks should be made payable to the Friends of the NJLBH. Even if you are a current member, dues need to be paid. Attached to this newsletter is a membership form that needs to be completed by everyone. A form is also available on our website, which is friendsnjlibraryfortheblind.org. If you have any questions about your membership status or anything else, Friends, please call us at 609-895-1048. Thank you. And that's the end of that article. A heartfelt thank you. The Friends of NJLBH would like to thank the following people for their generous donation to the Friends: William and Elizabeth Doherty, James Doherty, Lisa Valvano, and Barbara Peary. End of article. Directions to the December 1st meeting at Trinity United Methodist Church, 1985 Pennington Road, Ewing, New Jersey, 08618. Get onto Route 95 heading south, from Route 1 south, from Route 295 heading north, or Route 195 heading west to Route 295 north. Get off at Exit 4, making a left turn onto Pennington Road, which is Route 31 South, heading toward Ewing. Turn right at the fourth traffic light, Carlton Avenue. It is across the street from the College of New Jersey. Immediately turn left into the parking lot of Trinity United Methodist Church. If you have any questions, call the Lucas's cell phone at 609-638-4232. And that's the end of that article. The Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind membership form reads as follows. First line, your name. Next line, your street address. Next line, city, state, zip code. Next line, telephone with the area code. Next line, your email address. Next line, you're asked to choose your preferred media format, which will be LP for large print, cassette, email, or none because you'll read it online. Then you're asked to check yes or no whether or not you are eligible for NJLBH services. Next line, individual member, $10, check that if it's an individual, or family membership, which is $25, and you may check that if it's a family. Next line is donation, just put in the dollar amount. And the line following is your donation in memory or honor of, and then the line following is the name. If it's a memorial gift, send the acknowledgement for the memorial gift to their name, their address, their city, state, and zip. And if you have made a bequest in your will, check that as well. Then please return this form together with your check payable to the Friends of NJLBH, P.O. Box 434, Woodbridge, New Jersey, 07095. And that's the end of the article, and that's the end of the fall 2012 newsletter.